Hey, Lynn, I want to ask you something. Lynn.
What, Mom? Excellent.
Do you think it's okay to take medicine from a DOH patient that was a DOH public official? Medical, describe medical profession. You asked me where I took, where I got my medical degree. I got it in a large auditorium in Manhattan, near Bellevue.
I guess the question is, is that really recognized by anybody else?
Well, it's a Bureau of Labs.
Well,
I don't. Because it's a Bureau of Labs, you're required to report epidemics to the Bureau of Labs. So an SOS contractor that you worked for had their own, that you told me about. Their own insurance company, and please don't point that light in my face.
It Tom, this
me.
Is pointing this way.
No, they had their own insurance. I have a hole in my head that hurts me, and I can't keep continuity and can't talk to you. You do that every time I talk to you.
Okay.
You told me the SOS contractor was upset. People kept going to the doctor, and they were upset after I saw Dr. Franco for you, and you didn't know what he had to say, and you asked me to record him. He was very clear, and he said GHB poisoning. The person has a limited lifespan, multiple organ damage, and there are complications. And all you wanted to hear was, you don't need to be on dialysis. Well, I might need to be on it now because I got part of my liver. I got one kidney that's destroyed. It's always on the right side. That's signature damage for GHB poisoning. No one gets polycystic kidney on one side. The other kidney is scar too, and I got a lot of scar tissue. And what happens, you sent me for a test. You sent me to get at Area Health, right? And they did, they kept me in MRI for 2 hours. And they left the contrast eye in. And I got them to use a reduced amount. I'm able to talk to people. The records are already edited. And now there was paperwork that had a Genmont code. That's better than HL7. I was an HL7 expert too, and I got poisoned working as an HL7 expert. And you asked for my help. You worked for Health Partners Plus. And they fired you, and it wasn't fair, so you asked me to talk to them. And this happened to you when you worked for HIP in New York. You looked up a record, just like Sloan Kettering. You looked up a record they treated me to in 1992 when I got recruited by the health department. It was stock epidemic. If you poison people with a lethal dose of GHB, they get sick. And they could die 95 to 97% of the time. But my body adapted and I recovered. And I have to store the GHB. These poisoning effects, my body to heal it. I got to store from my kidneys. I have to store...
Why are you shouting that in my face, Tom?
Because you did it 5 times to me and it hurts.
Okay.
And every time you do it 5 times in a row, I'll do it back once.
And next time you ask me for something, we'll see what the answer will be.
Why do you control what I have access to? Why are you in charge of it?
I'm not in charge of anybody.
Why did you leave a ring next to
why did you leave a ring?
Yeah, last night. You left it. After lying about the ring and saying it was delusional, you took that ring and you left it next to my things in the hallway at the top of the stairs. You told me the whole house was under recording. The whole house is recorded.
Everything is recorded. This is a surveillance state, Tom.
But you watched the file yesterday and you said that was you saying record him in the bedroom. Ouch, you shot me with that light again in my face. I'm not going to point it at you because you didn't do it 5 times.
Tom,
but that's
I need
one.
To see. Why don't you go in the other room?
But you always hold it behind you and point it at my face when you go in there.
Okay.
And I want you to stop. You got a very bright light. You shot it at my face. It's a tremendous, like 1,000 lumens. You can't shoot that in my face. Come on. But it's super bright. It's an LED. Maybe it's 750 lumens. That is exactly what it is. But it's too bright. And it's dark in here. And I have a TBI. And you can affect me and cause me to stutter and cause an injury, and then you tease me about it. And then I can't speak, and then no one knows what I'm saying. When people have an injury, they get to have someone help them and help talk to you. So I want someone who can help me on police that has an injury, help me talk to you and not get hurt. And similar to your ways, help people that have injuries. And we can talk together and we can work out why you stole my identity, why you took a phone a year ago. You can't do that. You're concerned about identity theft. You also took my medical records. The medical records vanished.
Tom, I want to suggest that we talk to police because that would not look good for you.
Why would they look good for me?
Because they realize that when they listen to your story that you're not making sense.
Well, they realize now.
Okay.
I have a DOH patient ID, so we can talk to DOH, right? And you take the DOH prescriptions that I go to get, and I get hurt and hit with those weapons when I go to the dispensary. I prescribed medical marijuana for myself in 1992. I prescribed other things, antibiotics and bacteriostatics and B6 for patients. And we knew there was an opportunistic infection that could accompany TB, just like with
COVID-19. Why don't you put me as a pickup person and I'll go pick it up?
Look, I don't want to do that. You know what? You went ahead. I could do that, but maybe that's already done. It doesn't matter. I should be able to go there myself. You can't hurt me and have someone follow me on your team.
I had
10 people follow me using those weapons, and they used lampposts, and they hurt people. They hurt people. Who knows what they did? They could have given people a poisoning epidemic in Philadelphia, because the stuff continually hits them, And now you have a setup where you can put people in the hospital. And you collect DRGs. And there's a federal DRGs, and you get the money. And you know what attaches you? The Genlock code. When they print out something, not HL7, that's a loophole. Doctors can lie with HL7. But what caught Area Health and caught Thomas Jefferson, they can't be an apologist for Area Health. They purchased Area Health after they hit GHB poisoning, and they got a big contract. And then you had six cops show up. And they weren't real cops. They were hyper-realistic. They don't draw their guns. Police don't draw their guns. You change your story twice.
Nobody had a
submachine gun. Come on.
Okay, well, that's what I remember.
Guns in the hospital. That's ridiculous. They didn't. You know what? They thought about letting me use a gun because I was a hospital cop like a police, but they didn't want like a police officer, but different. They only let me use hand-to-hand because we've got to protect equipment and doctors in the hospital. You have to minimize collateral damage, and you're causing collateral damage at Blade Runner, and they see things from above. Anyone can see it. Other public officials in Japan can see when the Skyway, I-95, part of it got blown up because you had convergence. A lot of beams pointed at the home. There's other technology, and also a government agent. Government has to look at that. Why? White House Energy Office, Lynn. I worked for the director, Bill Palmetto. And I worked with Henry Kissinger. He talked to me every day. And he trained me to talk to people. When you don't shine that light in my face, I do okay. And when 22 police came to the home, they turned up the weapons, I said, we'll talk to them. And they bought the bad person, the hyper-realistic officer who hated me, Officer Schwartz. They took her, and they brought her away. And even she had to say something. I saw something, but I don't know what. But we saw other officers get hurt. And now she's lying to protect contractors, and other officers get hurt. And Nancy got hit with something the size of her body. Ow, he shot me in the face again with that light. Every time I say that, you shoot the bright light in my face. You're doing that so I can't talk. You don't want me to talk about that. I'm going to say it again. But Nancy got hit with a contractor's weapon for ship defense. She got hit with a beam the size of her whole body, right? The size of the officer's whole body, and that can make the officer sick. And make, ouch, and hit me in the eyes again. And now they need to wear, maybe they need to wear goggles too. They might need to wear new glasses, like the ones I have, yellow tilted glasses that make you see clearer, but they also block out. They block out a lot of the spectrum. They block out the blue laser. So you can't hurt the person. You can use that. You're not even allowed to point a laser in someone's eyes. Sebastian. If you do that, the person could crash. You can make the officer crash. You can make them shoot something the wrong way. And that's dangerous. You can weaponize police officers with that. So we can't have contractors doing that. I shouldn't have met the SOS contractor owner in the elevator. He shouldn't have been looking at my body and looking at you. I trained you. You know, just like the picture, blue muscle, that JPG. I trained you to look like that. You look like She-Hulk. You squatted 365 pounds for 27 reps. Most men can't do that. Your partials are football squats. You were able to run. You sprinted fast. And you could curl 95 pounds on a thick Isocurl bar that I bought from England. You could curl that for 10 reps. And you could do high reps. And you could do skull crushers with 110 pounds. The 25s plus 10s on the end. That's what you were doing. I was using a little more. I was using 225s on it plus 10s. And now I can't even do that. I can't even do what you were doing because you want to be stronger than me and your friend wants to be stronger than me. And you can't be, if you're married to a man, you can't play a sick game where you can be stronger than a man and beat him up and have someone manage your marriage. I never hit you, but you hit me, you punched me at the top of the stairs last night, and now you use your knees, my donk block, to hit me in my lower back, and I showed you I was bleeding, and I got part of a kidney that doesn't work, right? And I got only a kidney that's missing, and I got part of a liver. And you're supposed to store 2,000 calories in the liver, but I can't. I store the glycogen, the substrate, in my body. So it's an adaptation, and my body needs it so that I can walk around without fainting. When you give me a heart attack, and you destroyed one ventricle in my heart. And Thomas Jefferson covered that up. And they had a doctor who looked at the computer and said, Dame Bruce, said, you're fit and trim, you're fit and trim. And he looked like he had autism. So this guy's nuts, and he needs to be fined. And you have to know why he didn't test the heart valves like I had to test for the heart valves. He knew I had damage. And his job was to cover it up. And people with scanners know that the right ventricle was damaged. And no one could put any of that stuff on my body, and I need to be on a police boat, protected by police from you while they investigate contractors, not give them advice. Because they need to wear lead in their head, 3.0 PPB, in their hat. So they don't get in the head like me. You don't need a TBI. You pointed out there's a zone of confusion on the stairs where you all forget things. And they don't do much to you. Because you're the inside man, and you're part of that, and your friend, your girlfriend, Missy, keeps attacking me. She follows us around, and you have a whole group of them. And this is a fetish thing. And they don't like it. They call me lizard tongue because GHB affected my tongue. They damaged my tongue for one night, and then they never did that again because you don't like that. You can't damage a man's penis either. That's disgusting. You can't do that, Lynn. You really can't do that. And everyone knows because you look at the Terminator. You know what happens. The first one. when the first time they showed a man naked. And you can see what happens when people take a lot of different they take steroids, they take growth hormone, maybe he took GHB2. Whatever he took caused the tendons to grow. And he was military. You know, he was military, he turned the tires, he crossed the stuff, but now you contractor things, they know about exercise. And they have electronic stimulation, they break the person down, they rebuild their body to look just like you want. But you can't do that. You make the person sick, you put protein probes under the blood. If you look at them, they're you're just killing me. Somebody vaporized my calves last night, and I just lay in bed, did nothing, and they're getting really strong. I used to have 17-inch calves, or close to that. And walking up and down the stairs, I should have 18-inch calves, so I got GHB poisoning. You don't want them to see that. So you're destroying the muscle, and you shock the tendon in my hand, subdermally, right? Below the 7 layers of skin, that causes sepsis infection, and I went to see Dr. Freeman at Stoll Medical Group, and she's a fake doctor. She's got a weird name, Dr. Freeman. And she had to go talk to a real doctor. And only when you were there with me did she give me the rest of the medicine, try to give me just enough for a baby. And if you do that, the person will die and you'll breed bacteria, sepsis. That's resistant to the CPRO, but I think she's infected with a lot of this. So you're going to make CPRO treat a whole bunch of things, you're going to make them all resistant to CPRO. And no one will be able to use it. The military needed the most. We helped a military man the other day. The doctor didn't tell him to stay out of the sun. He had 3 stents in his heart. He didn't tell him that he couldn't lift heavy things while he's on CPRO. You can't make someone do that. They make their own choices. So I know those things. I'm a public health official. I prescribe antibiotics. You can't make decisions for me, and you can't get a certificate that says you're a public health official, and you never had any training, and you're not a public health official, and you don't have any. Where did you go to medical school, Mike? Did you ever go to medical school?
No, I never went to medical school. But I'm not professing to be a public health official.
Are you professing to be a prescribing medical professional?
No, I'm not.
Well, you're prescribing medicine. When you use the stims, and when you take away my medicine, and I got an iodine pill right here. It's gone. No, it's here. Look. You see this iodine pill? Right there, there's one. And I have to break that up and have little by little. Because there were 5 other iodine pills. They were in my pants and they're gone. So Missy comes in here during the day. She's got a key. But she comes in through a tunnel. We talked about a tunneling system. They get in below the home.
Okay.
Right? You can't have it. A conscientious person that you have an inside security awareness issue in the group from New York came to talk to us both in the parking lot. Because they have tunnels underneath that they can travel through. Well, that's great. You can't shoot me with automated systems. You can have them gas-powered. You can turn them on by hand. You can point them up at the home. There's too many of these weapons constantly at the home, constantly pointed at me. I'm going to die. Police need to put me in a safe house on a boat in the water, a small police boat, with enough, large enough, that there's a cabin that Sebastian and I can go in and be close to the water, and also maybe some scuba equipment so I can dive in and go underwater just 10 feet when you have an attack and someone attacks me. And that would be enough, and I would stay protected. And we need some lead blankets for Sebastian, so he can be protected. I don't want them hunting Sebastian. Maybe we could get Sebastian up with scuba too. I have a slight underwater room for him on the side of the boat. He can go in and get protected because his elbow. Look at his elbow. You see his elbow? Look at his elbow here.
I know what they look like, Tom.
Yeah, well, it's destroying his elbows. You're not going to be able to walk around. There's a lot of stairs. And the niece came, and the niece tried to sit on his back. And the second time, you blamed me. And the second time, you saw her in front of you doing it. Initially, you let her stay, and her friend came over, and supposedly he jumped up and poured her nipple in. That's ridiculous. She never did. She was supposed to leave him in the cage. I wanted to protect him from it. And you let him out, and she made up another story. And then you said, I had an error in judgment. And you sounded just like Officer Schwartz. So you're another hyper-realistic. And I think you're in this team. I think you worked with Maria, because you blamed her. And you said, oh, Maria took the money. Somebody took the money on my bank card, then. There was money put in my bank card, and I can't access it, but it shows up at the machine. And it asked me
how much
is
it?
It won't tell me to ask me if I want to do a transaction. I don't say yes because it'll automatically transfer the money to someone else. So now when I log into the machine, I just close it. I don't know
then
if
go
I got
to the, go to Citizens.
I don't know if I got the clip where the part
and
of the
then
clip where it says
it out,
you
the
want
person.
A transaction.
I
just click no. Whenever I put it in, it says that. Now the bank card's lying on the ground. So I think you may have switched the bank card.
I did.
Someone goes
the
in
bank
here.
Bank
this
account.
Is a green bank card, but it might not be the same. And you know what? I've got 2 patient ID cards from the health department. Someone put 2 patient ID cards in there last year and this year. You said it happened a year ago. You've been taking advantage of me of a DOH patient and hurting a DOH patient for 2 years. It says Department of Health, right? And it says Pennsylvania. And it says Pennsylvania Medical Marijuana Program patient, Savage, Chihomel, that's Tom, issued 5-8-2026. I'm 5'8". I was 5'8". I lost an inch. Issued 5-8-2027. You probably lose an inch in height because you make people shrink when you shoot them with that weapon all the time. Collapse the space in the vertebrae. It's very dangerous. I have to constantly crack my back so it doesn't lock up. And this is my bank card. You know, the code in the back says 5150611. I won't announce the rest of it. And it says valid through 829. And you know what? It says Tom Babich, T-O-M, Babich, not T-O-M-O. But it's T-I-H-U-M-I-L, and that's what it is on my license. And Tom is T-O-M-O in English, right, in America, so it's just short for T-O-M-O. So it's my bank card, but it's connected. And people might notice that. And they've said that some of my records were like that, like the 2011 Area Health records. And they could just say Tom Babich. But it says kidney on one side, and it says abnormal thickening of the bladder wall. So my body has to do that. If there's a fibrosis associated with a hypertension issue, kidney damage, and now you're getting rid of the fibrosis. It's a natural process, and it affects everything inside and outside. And I try to direct it, because I'm a fried medical professional, and I fight epidemics. And I know you can direct the fibrosis to the outside of your body, but you're removing the fibrosis from the outside of my body, and you're trying to lyse it away on the inside. Now you can hurt me more with the microwave weapons. And I'm missing all those organs already. See, all I had to protect me was scar tissue. And that's what Michael also did. Take his armor away, then you can hurt him. But if you take that away, then I die. I needed that because I only got a subset of organs. I got some of my organs. And you keep taking away more of it. And that's what Dr. Frankel said. He said, it's a question of how much of the patient you kill. It's a technical homicide, GHB, from industrial assault. That's what it is. Can be given at a large dose to kill. And it was given to kill me and destroyed many of my organs. And he had a model of the kidney. He showed me all you need is one fifth of the kidney to survive. But the scarring, if you create more fibrosis, and you scar the glomeruli, then you can't get to it. And then I'll die, and then I'll need dialysis. But you told me I'm not eligible. I would die if I need surgery. Get a stroke or a heart attack. You're going to give me a heart attack. You're going to give me a stroke, a couple of them. You got to stop doing that. You're trying to murder me. Now I need the radiation tablets, the iodine tablets, because you don't let me ejaculate. And your friend says, oh, stop that. And as soon as it takes a while for it to happen, that's what you said. And if you're back, magic stimulation, and you were excited about that. And you weren't so long to do that. That means you and your friend modified me, and now you don't want to let me ejaculate, and now it keeps the radiation from the gadolinium. And the gadolinium comes out of my body, from it builds up in platinum levels. And C-pro builds up in platinum levels in the organ, so I can't get rid of the C-pro or the radiation from the gadolinium. Now I get radiation sickness. You want to give me radiation pills while you poison the radiation sickness. And your friend's disagreeing with you. And really what you shouldn't be doing is giving anyone radiation sickness. The gadolinium is supposed to stay deposited in the bones, and you can't use the weapons on me at all for that reason. Anyone who does that needs to be locked up in jail for a long time, except you. You need an ankle bracelet on your leg. It needs to be on that boat with you so they don't hurt you, because you're important. And with public health action, you're important for the government, or working as a government agent. So I need to talk to you, but you can't have any of that stuff connected to you, and no one else can talk to you. You need to be on a boat with me with an ankle bracelet. And it's got to be a police boat, because you're hurting police. And police everywhere have to know that, and they have to know what kind of threat they have to deal with, because now it could be their spouse, too. What if one of you SOS contractors becomes one of their spouses? Or Maria, you said Maria used multiple contractors. These people from overseas. Now this is an inside threat, inside security, it's an infrastructure. Relational Framework is a private company. And the only way you can get my lifetime achievement award instead of zeroing out the PDF file to 0 bytes is to restore that. And Microsoft knows about that. Because Bill Gates used similar language and similar codes in his book, Source Code. All right? Anyone can read that. Anyone can look at the pages and read that. You can read the book carefully. You'll find those codes throughout the book. And that's probably the reason I got a personal achievement award, because the project I worked on could be used to compete against Microsoft. Microsoft called it a platform play technology. And ADP attempted to seal it with a large group in New Jersey, and your boss from Blue Cross Blue Shield, Missy Maureen, whatever she is, she was involved, and she was interested in whether I was smoking pot. She can't be, because I prescribed that for myself, self-prescribed. And if a public health official, who is a prescribing medical profession, went to medical school and took Hippocratic Oath, prescribes that, then everyone, the AMA and the health department, they review that. Was it okay to prescribe for itself? And yes, it was. No one's contested it. So now you're contesting it. And now you're in charge of the health department, and you're in charge of police, and you're in charge of every agency. Maybe you could even be in charge of our leaders, like, look at the governors. New York Governor Cuomo. Look, pickle, he hugged someone. And Governor Shapiro, he asked, it's wrong if anyone does this. And he's told him he's growing, because you're hurting him. And a person like Michael Alston, who was a mental health patient, went with his home on fire. That's not a real patient. That's a hyper-realistic patient, and he's used by the medical industry to hurt people and to get money and attack infrastructure. And so is Michael. Michael needs to be locked up. And police need to handle that, and they need to keep him securely so no one hurts him. Probably on a boat somewhere else on the water so that he doesn't get hurt, because the only place these weapons don't work is the water, and they can reach in the water a little bit. So maybe he needs to do the same thing, where he needs to be able to go slightly below the surface of the water on the boat. And he needs lead, PPG protection. He's talking about not being able to feel his legs and not being hurt by them. So he's an informant. He has to do whatever they say. And he has no choice. But he's not a real police officer, and he's not military contractor. He's controlled as a patient by the Maria and the other SOS contractors. What can you tell me about this, huh? Say something.
Well, I'm just suggesting you try to help me.
That's it. I can't digest food. If you damage my body, I can't digest it. I have multiple such as organs. I could eat 40 days. Remember that? One on your motorcycle. It gets out. When this first happened with SOS, it was 2014 at that point. I lost 50 pounds. After the measurement, the Navy told me not to take medicine. Yes, you have to have a tech. That's how medical practice measures. The Navy said, I can't lose my job. I'll kill the doctor. I'm going to kill Dr. Ken. And you know what? There's another doctor, Dr. Ken Lester. You don't want him to know that he's trained. He knows that he's trained. He needs advanced functional training. They can help people. And you're right away. She's not listening to me. But Dr. Ken Lester is, and people that do functional strength. And it's very wrong. It's wrong for an SOS contractor to say, I'll take advantage of their abilities, and I'll make pretend that this electrostim that's useless I have is worthless, right? But they can make pretend by giving themselves credit for someone else's accomplishments. And here's a picture, muscle.jpg. That's 100% natural. It's just an adaptation. And Lynn has these wipes that say modest, like a goddess, modest, and she modifies the people. You can't do that. Someone has to lock up people that do that. And Lynn has to be have an ankle bracelet and no weapons on her. And I'll talk to her on a boat that police manage, that's separate on the water, because they're the ones being hurt. And this is very sick. And the FBI is hurt too, but police protect everyone. And I protected police in New York City and the five boroughs. And I protected all the DOH agents, and I protected all the private medical professionals at every clinic and outreach bureau, because we had a problem where our people were being hurt by these hyperrealistics. And if it's a matter of scale, and if they use DOH medical equipment supplies, and we have particle beam equipment too, like x-rays. That's what it is if you don't use it for proper use. Otherwise, it's hospital equipment. And you can't use it to fight in a hospital ever. No one can be a vigilante. They have to talk to DOH and CDC. And they have to report epidemics to the Bureau of Labs. So whatever they did to keep it secret, DOH requires it to be reported to the Bureau of Labs. And that's where I trained, a large auditorium, Bureau of Labs. And that's what we learned. If it wasn't there, it was right across. It was the same complex. Around 21st Street and First Avenue, maybe it was Alphabet City, right there, and Avenue over. And it was near where you train, where the police academy is. It was the same area. And they didn't let us use guns because we don't use them in a hospital. Our agents only use hand-to-hand because we take collateral damage to the body, but everyone's taking damage now. And Lynn's coming up with a crazy story. First, police had guns in the hospital, and then they had, when I was protecting her, the emergency room. Not the emergency room, but the recovery room. And she was there for about 17 days. And took them a long time because Lynn lost her ovaries, and her diagnosis says associated with microwave weapon, rare benign tumor, not cancer. So if you're using that to make money, then Thomas Jefferson and Area Health need to have their contract taken away, because you can't do that. Now they got to pay fines for everybody. I'm not apologizing for them. They have to apologize for everyone. That's an apologist. And that's what Dr. Giggles at a party at SOS said. He let me know that's what you have to do. And Lynn wasn't dressed for me. She was dressed for her girlfriend. She wasn't. You'd wear, if you had a girlfriend, you had another contractor that liked a woman that was very muscular and in shape. And I like Lynn being that way. And Lynn loves me too. So she can't have, if she wants to have the girlfriend, she can. And she can do that privately, right? And that's don't ask, don't tell. But you can't modify your husband and hurt him. And then I could do stuff privately. But she won't be able to do that. So she wants to control me, have you cake and eat it too. Damage the body. What'd she say to me? You'll never please another woman. But if that's temporary, stop doing that. And that's a problem, because now you do it so long for it's temporary. She's done that with her friend, Missy Marine, for 16 years. And every time I get sick, they turn it off for a bit, because I got to heal. Then they turn it back on. I lose 50 pounds again. And I keep going back and forth. My body wants to adapt. And now they're vaporizing my calves to damage my legs. And they're vaporizing my elbows. And they got to attach my elbows, so I can't lift my arms. And I can't use my hands. And then identified black stuff that comes out of my fingers. That's what they do. It distills carbon out of the atmosphere, just like out of the book. Just like out of, just like in that movie where with Robert Redford, where he goes out to lunch and he comes back, 3 days of the Condor, and everyone's dead. But instead of using the Great Adventure Games, but instead of ice bullets, they got a bullet that distills carbon in a plasma rifle and hurts people, and it damages the body. And now Lynn's getting calculated.
I'm giving you one pill, Tom, because...
Just one iodine pill?
Yep.
Well, here's
one
the thing.
Per day.
That means...
Tom, I only... That's one I could spare.
That means that your friend can shoot me in the penis. If you prep me for my jacket,
you get one
keep
per day, Tom, because you can't...
Fine. I got... No, don't take anything.
Tom, I need my phone.
No way. You got my phone. I'm holding on to this, and police have to come talk to us. And we'll
you know
talk
what,
together.
Tom? We're done.
You can take my phone with you. You can't say...
That's not activated. I need it for work.
Take the other one. I have police to come talk to us.
Okay.
Take that other one for work. Did you say remember that the next time I ask you for something? You said ask you.
Okay, well, whatever. Don't ask me for anything.
But it seems like that's what you're doing.
You
seems like a joke. It seems like you're trying to ask me.
No
tribulus,
nothing.
No tribulus?
That's
it. You seem like you're trying to ask me. I need tribulus just going after you.
Okay, well, I need my phone for work.
It's a mess.
I need my phone for work.
If you keep the
phone for work.
Stop saying that over and over again. That's painful.
You don't seem to understand.
I need to, we're going to order the tribulus today. Please order the tribulus. Order the tribulus now. I'll give you the phone.
Nope.
I need that my daughter here.
Nope.
I need that my daughter here. Right?
Nope.
You can't keep saying no. That's corporate.
Huh?
Public health care.
Well, okay. Use your public health care. I can
actually
do that.
I can't. You saw my ID, my public health ID, and that's out. And it bounced.
Okay.
What'd you do with it? Where'd it go?
Have a nice day.
Who took my public health ID? You saw it. Where'd
know.
It go? Why didn't
know.
You tell me about it? I couldn't think today.
No,
you told me how to keep it secret, but if I had a secret assignment, why don't you tell me about it? Why did you take my DOA tag and leave that town? Why don't you keep it secret? Can you turn around and listen to me for a minute?
What town?
I need my DOA tag back, my DOA tag.
I don't have it.
Who took it? Missy?
I don't know.
The mission will need to take my DOA tag.
Have a nice day.
Yes or no, right? I'm not going to have a nice day.
I remember this because you asked me for something. I need my phone to work and you won't give me my phone.
I'll give you my phone.
Give me my
here.
Phone now.
Take my phone. Here. You want my phone? It's my name. You already bought it. You already have it registered that you bought my phone.
Not that phone. The phone that I use for work.
Why isn't this phone working? I let you use it.